Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Come on and put your hands together and bless the Lord in this place. For the Lord our God is good. The Lord our God is great. And he is what? Worthy to be praised. Amen. We're truly grateful to God for giving us this opportunity to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth, where we can come and magnify him, lift him up, and exalt his holy name. I don't know about you today, but I came for no other reason but to praise the Lord. Amen. I came for no other reason but to lift him up and to magnify him and to exalt him. Amen. Amen. We're truly grateful to God for this day. This is truly a blessing. This is the first Sunday of September, the ninth month of the year. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and found out that one of my childhood friends had passed away. She turned 60 on last year. August 29, 2023, she turned 60. August 18, 2024, she died. Life is short, saints. And we don't know when it is our time to go. But what we need to know is that we got to be ready. Our hearts have got to be made up. Our minds have got to be made up. Our hearts have got to be ready. Pure before our Lord. Amen. And so we come for no other reason but to praise him, to magnify him, to lift him up because he is worthy of all praise. I just need you to clap your hands and give God a shout of hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout of hallelujah. 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 With everything that's within me, I will bless the Lord. Amen. Going to ask if Sister Janetta would come and give us our prayer of worship. Following that, we'll have our song of preparation. We'll have our prayer and scripture reading. Amen. And then we'll be ready to move forward with our worship. Amen.
Holy and most gracious Father, as we come to the throne of grace and prayer this particular moment, this particular time, we come calling up on your great and wonderful name. What an awesome God you are. You're mighty, Father God. You're everlasting, Father God. You're God of unfailing love. You're merciful, God, a saving God. And we give you the honor and we give you the praise. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity just to praise you a little while. Father God, just to worship you for the God that you are. Father God, you're such a wonderful God, Father God. Father, how you kept us, Father God. Father God, we continue to praise you because without you, Father, we're nothing. And Father God, we know, Father God, that all power is in your hand. What a mighty God you are. We just love you with everlasting love. We give you the honor, and we will continue to praise you. Father God, what a day this is, Father God, a day we will rejoice in and be glad, Father God, because we come this hour just to spend time with you, Father God, just to worship you, Father God. Well, Father, we cannot worship you enough for all you have done. You're a way maker. You're a promise keeper. You're a miracle worker. You're light in this dark world, Father God. And we're thanking you, Father God. Thanking you for being a rock, our salvation, Father God. How we love you, how we need you, Father God. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to worship you. And Father God, each opportunity that you give unto us, just to call upon you, Father, we will do it, Father God. Oh, Father God, we continue to give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome into this place.
So we lift our hands
As we lift our hearts,
as we offer, this praise unto your name.
Come on, as we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto your name. As we offer up this praise unto your name. Come on and lift your hands in the sanctuary that we may offer up a praise of worship unto the Lord. Lord, you're good, you're great, you're awesome. You are an amazing God. You are a righteous God. You are a forgiving God. And we glorify you today, Father. You are a loving God. You are a forgiving God. And we bless your holy name, O God. There is none like you, O God. You are great. You are marvelous. You are magnificent. And we lift you up, O God. We exalt you, O God. For you alone are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, your name we will praise, Father. Lord God, you made the heavens and the earth. You made the sea animals. You made the fowl that fly. You made us who walk on the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We come this morning, Father, to pour our praise on you. We come because we love you today. Lord, you said in your word that if you be lifted up, you would draw men unto yourself. So, Father, as we worship you, as we give you the highest praise, Lord God, because you are our healer, you are our deliverer, you are our way maker, you are our provider, you are our strength, you are our peace, and we worship you today. We worship you today, oh God. Oh God, we give you our all in all because you are worthy. You look beyond all of our faults and you saw our needs. We say thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, oh God. We magnify your name, Lord God. We shout with the voice of triumph because you are good. You are great. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Alpha, the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are our source of strength. You are our hope. You are our peace. And we worship you. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. We humble ourselves before you now, God. We say, fill our cups. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups, Lord, as we come to worship you. We present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. And we worship you today. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you because you've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so faithful. You've been so great. You are a wonder to our soul. And there is none like you. We searched all over. Couldn't find nobody greater. Nobody so faithful. Nobody so kind. Nobody so loving. It was you, God. It was you, God. So we come before your throne of grace this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And now, Holy Spirit, we need you.
Yes, yes.
Holy Spirit, we need you to saturate our hearts and minds. Come fill this place with your presence. Open up our hearts, open up our eyes, our ears, and our mouths, and our mind, that we may release a praise, a sound that only the redeemed can make, that we would release a praise and a worship that only those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb can make. So as we worship you, Father God, we want you to fill our cups and let them overflow.
in Jesus' name. Come on and stand with me as we sing this song.
The white button. Turn it. No, the top.
Stand with me as we sing a portion of this. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Let us sing together this.
If you provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside, fill me up, God.
Come on, y'all.
Fill me again. Fill me again.
Fill me again.
If you
provide
fire.
One more time.
time. I'm glad to be in this service one more time. If you could open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, I want to just kind of do something a little different this morning. This is First Sunday, the Sunday that we come together to commune, celebrate, and commemorate the death, burial, resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But 1 Corinthians chapter 11 gives us clear instructions, and a lot of times people hear this read, but they don't actually see it for themselves. And so this morning I want us to take a look at this, and so that we can say, I've not only heard it, but I've seen it with my own eyes. I believe it. I just need a little more volume. So I think we got the bouncing count. Amen. Just a little. Thank you. That's good. We're going to start at 1 Corinthians. We're going to start at verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20. And we are reading this morning from the King James Version. And it says, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before others his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him that eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together, eat, tarry, one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 20 to 34. This is why we partake of the Lord's Supper. And this is why we make it such a big deal that we commune together. I'm going to ask if Deaconess Celeste, if you could come and just lead us in a word of prayer. Following that word of prayer, I want to open up the floor for testimony service. You remember back in the day, on First Sunday, those were the things that we used to do. And I just feel in my spirit today, God is saying, let's remind each other of who I am, who I've been in your life. And we want to take out this time to
invite anybody that's on the line that's calling in. If you have a burning testimony, we don't want to leave you out. Amen. If you have a burning testimony you want to share, we want to invite you to press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you on live that you may share your testimony so that we can hear the glorious, wonderful, marvelous things that our God has done. Amen. Deaconess Mac is going to come and lead us to the throne of grace. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I just come thanking you, giving you praise, glory, and honor. Father God, I look to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing my help cometh from you. Father God, you say the sun will not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Father God, I just want to thank you for being my keeper and that shed upon thy right hand. Father God, I thank you for preserving my goings and my comings, Lord. Father God, we just give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord. We come to tell you we love you and we appreciate you, God, and we give you all your props, Lord Jesus. Father God, we want to say thank you for our pastor, Lord. She's a great leader, Lord God. Father God, give her the wisdom and knowledge that she needs to go on and give us the word, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for her family, her mother, Lord Jesus, and her father, God. We thank you for her children, Lord Jesus, Lord. Father God, and we look into the hospital and every feet that go in the door, we ask you to touch their feet, Lord Jesus. Bless everybody that's racking with pain, God. Father God, I ask you to go into the common lesson homes, Lord Jesus. Touch everybody that's there, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we know you are a great healer and a great physician, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for being so faithful and so righteous, God. Father God, we just thank you for being the good shepherd, Lord Jesus. Leading us through the path of righteousness, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind to want to serve you, Lord Jesus. Father God, if someone is too mean to serve you right now, God, Father God, but I serve you in the name of Jesus. I tell the world everywhere I go that I have a Savior, and I know you're sweet. I know, Lord Jesus, you're so sweet, God. Father God, you're so loving, God. Oh, God, you're so beautiful, God. Oh, God, you're so righteous, Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your joy, Lord. Father God, we can't do nothing but lean on you, God. We're leaning and depending on you, God. Bless every church member, Lord. Bless the ones that love you, Lord. Father God, you know all about them, God. Father God, give them what they need, Lord. Bless our mothers, Lord. Bless Deacon Gwen, God. Bless Sister Sanders, Lord. Bless everybody, Lord. I don't want to need nobody out, God, because we all need you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this great day. In the name of Jesus, I will always praise you forever and ever and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Oh, Yeah. Get that camera on them.
Didn't God
Hallelujah. Sister Morgan, we will continue to pray for you. Amen. Keep you and your family lifted up in prayer. God is a divine healer. Amen. He may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. Amen. Let us, I just want to quickly go over some announcements. Let us know what's going on, what's happening. We want to continue to pray for Deacon Gwen, Mother Gloria, Sister Vicky, amen, and Deaconess Sanders. We want to keep them lifted up in prayer, amen. Continue to pray for them as they continue to go through in their bodies, amen. Amen, we love you with the love of the Lord, amen. Yes, amen, amen, thank you. God bless you, amen. We truly want to keep our family lifted up in prayer that God will continue to strengthen them, to heal them, and to comfort them. Amen. Women Under Construction, Part 5. Amen. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, amen, will be having their annual women's conference. It starts on Friday, September the 20th, and it will end at 7 p.m., on Saturday morning from 10 to 2, there will be transforming workshops. And on Sunday morning, the 22nd, at 10 o'clock a.m., we will be their special guest. Amen. I will be preaching the Sunday morning message at St. Paul on the 22nd. Amen. So I want all of you to be there at St. Paul on the 22nd. We will be registering women. So if you're interested in going and you're the first 10, amen, we want you to make sure you get registered, amen. The first 10 women that say, I want to go, will get registered. You will also be able to purchase a T-shirt. So if you want to purchase a T-shirt, I need to know what size, and the T-shirts are $15, amen. The T-shirts are $15, and if you want a T-shirt, I need to know what size T-shirt so that we can get you a T-shirt. But we all want to be at the conference, and we will all be there to understand what it means to be transformed, to be old, and then to be new. Amen? Amen. So we want to come together for that day. Also want to share with you, I want to say that, let me finish making these announcements before I do that because I then forgot. I will start my next cohort with the Portland Seminary on the 12th of September. Amen. I'm excited about that. This has given me 6 credits towards a master's degree. Amen. And so I'm working with Warner Pacific, and they're going to try to take some of those courses and add them to the courses at Warner to give me the bachelor's degree. Amen. And so we're just praising God for what he's doing. But I will be in Newburgh, Oregon, the 12th through the 15th. Amen. Elder Wooten will be here to preach for us on the 15th. Amen. The 22nd at 10 a.m. will be at St. Paul. Amen. On the week of the 26th through the 29th, I'll be in San Antonio, Texas. So I desire your prayers. Amen. I desire your prayers for traveling grace and mercy. And so that's the schedule for Pastor for this month of September. We will start back having our Wednesday night Bible study. Let me look at the calendar. This Wednesday, we'll be here at 6:45 for Bible study. Amen. This Wednesday, September the 4th, we will be here for Bible study. We're in Psalms 119. Amen. And so we'll start back with our Bible study this Wednesday, September 4th, 6:45 to 8. Amen. And we want you to please be present for Bible study as we come together. Amen. To study the word of God from Psalms 119. Amen. I want to say thank you to everyone on last weekend. Our church anniversary was such a wonderful, wonderful success. Deaconess Faye and her team did a wonderful job. And Sister Janetta did a wonderful job helping us navigate through our time together. And we are so grateful to her and the team for their work that they did for our 40th church anniversary. We had a wonderful, good time, and we're just truly grateful to all of you that were able to join us Sunday morning for worship, and then to meet us over at Maranatha at 2 o'clock for a gospel brunch. And I want to tell you that if you were not there, you missed a treat. The food was delicious, and that room was jam-packed. Amen. And so we thank each of you for participating, giving, and engaging in with our church anniversary. Amen. Let's prepare now for the Word of God. Let me do this. I want to do the Safeway card, and then we'll do a song so I can see what's happening. Amen. So let's do the Safeway card, and then we'll do a song. Amen. All right, let's see here. All right, can I get a drum roll? Our Safeway card is going to this month. All right, you must be present or on the line. It's Sister Darlene Rockwell on the line this morning. Sister Darlene Rockwell, if you are on the line, please press 1. Sister Darlene, if you're on the line, please press 1. All right. Let's go on to the next one. We'll pull her next time. All right. Sister Cassandra Robinson. Amen. So I will make sure Deaconess gets this card. Sister Kamisha, can you give us a song? Let us give our offering. I didn't want to do it with her sitting in here because I don't know her. Amen. Yeah. So let's pick up our offering and let me go and see what's going on outside. Play what you got.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power to the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, the Lord our God is omnipotent,
And we praise him for his amazing grace and his power. Amen. 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 Our lesson today comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 24. If you have your Sunday school book, it's page 489. This is the lesson for August 11th. Amen. This is the lesson for August 11th. And we're almost coming to the conclusion of our walk through the Bible. But what I want to do before we dive into the scripture is just pray for clarity and for hearing. Father, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your peace that abides within this place. And Father, I ask that you would just go before us as we stand before your people to proclaim your word. Give us fresh ears, give us fresh eyes to see and to hear, that we may do what you've commissioned and commanded us to do. And we'll be so careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. Let this word penetrate our hearts and minds, that we won't only be hearers of the word, but doers of your holy word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God and amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 3. Amen. Amen. All right. Brother Gary, just take a look outside and make sure we're okay. Amen. 1 John chapter 3 is where we are going to. It's quite a bit of reading, but let me give us some background on this letter so that we can know what we're looking at here. 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John were written by the Apostle John. Who was the Apostle John? Who was he? No, the Apostle John. Mm-mm. No, he wasn't John the Baptist. He was one of the apostles, one of the disciples. All right? Him and his brother were fishermen. And Jesus saw them. He said, hey, I can make you fishers of men. And John came on the team, and as we later learn, as we read through the Gospels, he was the beloved disciple. He loved Jesus so much that when Jesus was dying on the cross, he looked to the mother of Jesus, Mary, and said, Mother, behold thy son, son, behold thy mother. And then they became a close-knit family. He was part of the three, Peter, James, and John, all right? He was the one that went with Jesus up into the Garden of Gethsemane. All the disciples went, but only three of them were able to go up, amen, when Jesus went to pray. And so the lesson that we're getting today is from somebody that knows the heart of God, somebody that really loved God. And then according to the scripture, this God really loved Jesus, really loved him. He called him his beloved. John, there's three books here. The first book of John has five chapters. And the purpose of the first book is to reassure Christians in their faith and to encounter false teachings. We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful because we are living in the last days. And the devil is getting scared, y'all. He knows that the battle is just about over. And he ain't going to win. And so he's getting a little scared, y'all. He's trying to raise up all kind of demons everywhere. Be careful what we watch on TikTok and what we watch on, what we listen to on Facebook, amen, because there's a lot of false prophets rising up, and they're proclaiming to teach the gospel the truth. It sounds good, but to them that know the truth, they will know that what is being said is not right. So I want to encourage you, saints of God, to stay in your word. Stay focused on your Bible. Second John was written to emphasize the basics of following Christ. The church people have made being Christian so hard because we put all these, can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you have to do this, You have to do that. I want us to know that all that is man-made. Brother Kimmins was saying, I'm supposed to be in black and white today. He got on a black shirt and blue pants. He think he not dressed right. That's man-made. We dressed in black and white today. The Bible, when we read about communion, did it say wear black and white? It didn't say that. It said your heart must be right. You must do this and not do this to eat and fill your belly, but you do this because you want God to get the glory out of what he has done for us through Jesus Christ on Calvary. A man has put a lot of rules on religion and salvation. John is saying, I want you to know the basics, and I want you to get the basics. And when you get the basics, you have done what the Father has asked of you to do. The other theme found in 2 John is truth and love. And you also find that he teaches, he warns against false teachers. And 3 John, he commends Gaius. Gaius was one who showed hospitality to the believers and to him. And he wants to encourage him in his Christian life. Now, 1 John, there's 5 chapters. 2 John, there's 1 chapter. And 3 John, there's 1 chapter. I want to share this with you from 1 John chapter 4. Look there real quick. 1 John chapter 4. If you have your own personal Bible, you can highlight this. This is just something to help you memorize the scripture. I want to teach you a little something this morning. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Anybody know this? I need to get it from the King James Version so I can do it just right. Highlight this in your Bible. This is something a little catchy to help you remember the basics of Jesus Christ. Remember, I told you it's basic. He's not hard. He's easy to understand. Man just messed it up for us. Verse 4 goes like this. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Just a little something that's cute and catchy to help us memorize the scripture and to know it. Amen. I know a lot of songs, y'all. And some of them don't talk about the love of God. But this is one we need to memorize, so that we could practice daily the love of God. You cannot love God and hate your brother and sister. You cannot love God and hate your brother and sister. Now, I'm not just talking about them brothers and sisters mom and daddy gave birth to, but I'm talking to the brothers and sisters that walk up and down the street. Your testimony will so on it. I got to love regardless of your color. And then it goes deeper than that. I got to love regardless of the things that you do that I don't approve of. I know you smoke and drink. I still have to love you with the love of the Lord. I can't talk about you. We're going to look at this lesson. This is quite a few scriptures. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of background so that we can really get a good understanding of what this lesson is all about. John encourages believers to love one another, to stay strong in their faith, to challenge believers to think about how practical their Christian faith is. When he says practical, he's saying that you can live a godly life every day. You can love your brothers and sisters every day. They don't have to do nothing to you, nothing for you to love them. You love them because you love me. Paul, John also encourages us to live in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants us to be more doers than people of lip service. You can say you love me, but your actions can show me and others that you really don't care nothing about me. John writes this letter to encourage us to demonstrate love. That's what all of that chapter 11 through 24, that's what all this is about. I'm summing it up for us, amen? I'm summing it up for us. I'm trying to get us out of here before the heat wave attacks us. He's already waving. John, he wants to encourage us to let our actions speak louder than our words. There's a couple of scriptures I just want to call your attention to here in this passage of scripture. This commandment to love one another is not a new commandment. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus told his disciples, love your enemies. In Luke chapter 10, he tells the congregation, he tells the church, he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love begins here in the household of faith, and then it spreads abroad. As Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are brothers and sisters because we've been adopted into the royal family. We are his sons and we are his daughters, and so therefore we are to love one another as Christ has loved the church. We cannot love God and the devil at the same time. We either love God and hate the devil, or we love the devil and we hate God. Well, how is that possible? Well, my actions can be actions that glorify the devil. I gossip, I lie, I'm selfish, I'm self-centered. It's all about me. Figure out how to get your own. Oh, I'm not going to pray for you. I'm just going to pray for me and my four no more. But those that love God, they put others before their own needs. They go out the way to make sure their brothers and sisters have what they need. In our lesson here, it takes us back to Genesis chapter 4. The gospel message is to love one another. That is the gospel message. We cannot be like Cain. Cain actually murdered his brother because of his selfishness, because of his flesh. Well, I know none of us are going to get up and go out and commit murder, but we do murder people's character by flapping that uncontainable member of our body. When we gossip about people, that's murder. When we lie on people, that's murder. When we spread rumors and gossip and carry gossip, that's murder. We can murder a person's character over and over and over and over again. But as believers of Jesus Christ, it stops with us. Don't carry gossip. Because if you carry it, you'll take it. And if you take it, you'll receive it. So let's not be like Cain. It says, the example of Cain, we see that he hated his brother. There was envy, violence, and murder in his heart. Matthew 5 tells us to avoid hating people. As Christians, we ought to love everybody. Amen. as we look further in this lesson, as Christians, it is our responsibility and our duty to love one another. The Word of God gives us clear instruction. The absence of love for one another shows that we are spiritually immature. And if we can't love one another, now I'm grateful to the scripture that says love covers a multitude of sins. And if you love me enough, then you'll help me through my sin. You won't allow me to continue to struggle in my sin. Now, it's up to me to receive it or reject it. But you've done your job because you love God and you love me. When we look at this passage of scripture, the only way that we can love each other is by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to abide in us. What does that mean? That means that it lives in us. It remains in us. It gives us power to endure and to be steadfast and to be strong in our faith. We cannot love our enemies without the Holy Spirit. We cannot say that we love people regardless of their color without the Holy Spirit. So in order for us to really be able to demonstrate the love of God, we, the church, the individuals, the body of Christ, must be filled with the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? It's our leader, it's our guide, it's our comforter, it's our teacher. It's that thing that goes off in your brain when you're trying to go left when you need to be going right. It's a firm reminder of to do the right thing. When you look at verses 18 through 21, he talks about the heart. Not that thing that's pumping right now. Not your physical heart, saints. But he's talking about the thing up here in your mind. You know, that's the mind houses our emotions, our feelings, our will. And that's the heart he wants to talk to, is our mind. Because when your mind gets it, your physical heart can get it. And if your mind don't get it, your physical heart can't get it. So what he is saying to us here in these scriptures, be true to yourself. Let the word of God dwell in your heart, in your mind, in your mind. Hide the word of God in your mind. Be true to the word of God. We've got to get the word of God in us so we can say it, sing it, live it, breathe it, talk it, be it. And that's what he's encouraging here. In order for us to be able to show true love, it must come from the mind. That's where all that other stuff lives. Jealousy, envy, hatred, prejudice, racism. It all lives in the mind. It's a taught behavior. And we have to be trained how to love. Because people are trained how to hate. Did y'all see on the other day in Vancouver, Washington, on the first day of school, a little black boy was given a beaded bracelet that somebody had made. The bracelet was red, black, and white with some green. And then the word N-I-G-E-R was given to this baby on his first day of school by a classmate. With all the stuff that's going on in the world, church, it's now time for us to really show love, real love, true love. And be real. This book of John, first, second, and third book of John, is written to challenge us, to help us love in spite of what's going on in the world, to love in spite of what's going on in our homes and our families. Because everybody is not going to agree with everything that we do, but we still got to love them. Even when we hurt them, they hurt us, we still got to love them. That's if you want to go to heaven. Verse 22 shows us the benefits of having a heart of love. Verse 22, and I'm just going to read that verse, because these are the benefits of having a heart of love. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "And get whatever we ask for because we are obeying him and doing the things that please him." That's my verse I want you all to stick with. 1 John 3 and 22. When we follow the commandments of God, when we live in obedience to him, when we love everybody, we can ask what we will of the Father. And this verse right here promises us he will give it to us as he wills. Amen? That is our word for today. When you get time, go back and read over that lesson. But there are benefits for having a good heart, a heart that loves God, a heart that's obedient to God, a heart that's lifted up towards the things of God, a heart that embraces the love of God, and they're not afraid to embrace their brothers and their sisters with that same love. Let us prepare now to commune together. Amen. Let us prepare to commune together. Amen. We have read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we know where we stand with our communion. We know where we stand with our God. And if you have not confessed your sin to God, if you have not forgiven yourself or anybody else, get it right before you commune. Get it right before you commune. Let us pray. Search our hearts, dear God, and everything that you find in us that's not like you, we ask that you will remove it, that we may live a life that glorifies you, that pleases you, that honors you. And we thank you for your death, burial, your resurrection, and your ascension. And we look forward to your soon return. Help us to love each other as you have loved us. Help us to show love and be real. Help us to be true in our dealings, true in our word, true to our God. And we will be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, take and eat. The cup represents the blood that was shed for us on Calvary. Take and drink all of it. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We can stand to receive our benediction, and you can drop your communion cups off on your way out. Father, we thank you for our time of worship. We thank you for your peace, your presence that has been in this place with us. Now, as we prepare to leave this sanctuary but go our separate ways, let the love of God rule in our hearts and minds, that we would show love and be real to our brothers and sisters that we come in contact with today and the rest of the week. May we show the love of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, live holy every day. And Deaconess Robinson, you got the gift card for this Sunday. Amen. You was outside. We drew your name. Amen. Amen. Woo-hoo! Let me say this. I didn't want to say all this while we had guests. But before the church anniversary, we had raised $6,100 and something. Amen. When we get through tallying up all the offering that has come in, we'll move the thermometer again. So can you move us up to 6,000, Sister Kamisha?